Welcome to the Daily Verse. My name is Luis Feliz and I am your host. What we do here is we look for practical wisdom in the Bible to guide us through life as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, living in a world that is in desperate need of direction. All right, so with that said, let's find today's verse, which comes from Romans 6, verse 4, where it says, "For we died and were buried with Christ by baptism. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives." Woo! That's some good stuff right there. But like I mentioned before in previous episodes, I'm not going to share devotional. I'm going to allow the power of the Holy Spirit and your own relationship with God to aid you in finding a lesson, to finding the applicable or the practical wisdom in these words. I believe that the Word of God is more than good enough by itself without me having to break it down or share with you my thoughts. I think this is a wonderful exercise for us to truly trust the Word of God to transform our lives and the lives of those around us so that we can draw closer to Him and trust Him more and more. So what does these words stir up in you? What do they make you think? What do you reflect on? You know, find some time, you know, to sit with these words. "For we died and were buried with Christ by baptism. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives." Are you living a new life? Do you know that you have died to the power of sin? Do you know that you were raised by the power of the Father? Now, these are things that I think about, but it doesn't have to be what I think. Like, what comes up for you? And share it with your friends, with your family, or journal it. My hope for you is that as you listen to these words, is that you develop a hunger, you develop an appetite, you develop a desire to draw closer to God, to continue to read the Word more and more. And you start journaling on your own as you read these words, that the Holy Spirit may be able to awaken something in your mind, in your soul, in your spirit, in your heart, wherever, so that you may trust that God has a plan for your life, a plan for good, and that He can use you in a very powerful way. All right, so I'm going to pray us out of here so that way you can take time, right, to meditate on these words and stop listening to me ramble on about this, okay? So, dear Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the opportunity to use these platforms to share your wonderful word. God, I pray that everybody here listening, that the distractions that keep them from focusing on your word, that they're removed, God, that they're able to focus on your word, that they're able to meditate, that they're able to find silence and solitude and devote that time to really think in your word or about your word. God, I pray that they are moved to read your word more, to love their neighbors as themselves, to truly follow the path that Jesus left for them. God, I pray that you also help me do the same thing, that you remove from my life any unnecessary suffering, God. Any thoughts, any ideas, any beliefs that do not align with your will, God, you remove them. That you help me to remain focused on the path you want me to walk. God, help me to focus on these words right now, so that way I can learn how to apply them in my life as well. And I pray that in the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, my friends, if you found this episode valuable, please consider sharing it with a friend, and I will see you on the next episode. God bless you. Bye.